However, in the 1963-64 edition, the reference to Permandex was dropped. In the late 1960s, both Permandex and its parent company, Centro Mondial Commerciale, came under intense scrutiny by the Italian news media. It was discovered that Prince Gutierrez di Spadoforo was on the board of CMC. The prince was a wealthy aristocrat who had been Undersecretary of Agriculture under the dictator Benito Mussolini, and whose daughter-in-law was related to Nazi Minister of Finance Hjalmar Schacht. Carlo D'Amelio, an attorney for the former Italian royal family, and Ferenc Nagy, former premier of Hungary and a leading anti-communist. The Italian media reported that Nagy was president of Permandex, and the board chairman and major stockholder was Louis Mortimer Blumfeld, the powerful Montreal lawyer who represented the Bronfman family as well as serving U.S. intelligence services. Reportedly, Blumfeld established Permandex in 1958 as part of the creation of worldwide trade centers connected with CMC. According to a special investigation by reporters David Goldman and Jeffrey Steinberg in their 1981 book, Dope Incorporated, Britain's Opium War Against the U.S., Blumfeld was recruited into the British Special Operations Executive, SOE, in 1938. During the war, was given rank within the U.S. Army and eventually became part of the OSS intelligence system, including the FBI's Division 5, where he became quite close with J. Edgar Hoover. Whatever the truth behind Centro Mondial Commerciale and its companion company Permandex and their connection to Kennedy's assassination, the Italian government saw fit to expel both firms in 1962 for subversive activities identical to those in the much-publicized Propaganda 2, P2, Masonic Lodge scandal of the Reagan years. Today, it is clear that Clay Shaw was tightly connected to the CIA and intelligence work, despite his denials at the time of the Garrison investigation. It is interesting to note that while serving in the U.S. Army during World War II, Shaw worked as aide-de-camp to General Charles O. Thrasher and as a liaison officer to the headquarters of Winston Churchill. At the time of his arrest in New Orleans by Garrison, Shaw's personal address book was taken. It revealed the names and contact information of important Europeans, many of them pro-Nazi royalty or Bilderberg members.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.